Generative NFTs are all the rage. I mean, we've got pigs and ducks and cows and bulls, and we have top dogs. In fact, the Beach Club is a big winner in the generative space. And today we've got Paul is going to be joining us from that project. The token generation event from Star Atlas is getting ready to happen. And we welcome Michael Wagner back to the show. And finally, Enway Play has released some amazing NFTs. They're pins in NFT form commemorating the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. That and more as I'm accompanied by Sir Lord Travis Wright on today's Nifty Show.
Looking into the future, what do we see? It's lined with digital collectibles, we call them NFTs. Games, trading cards, digital art, and those crypto kitties. Travis and Joel are the hosts you'll know. Travis and Joel say this won't blow. They're locked and loaded, so ready, set, go! It's the Nifty, really kind of spiffy. The Nifty Show.
Oh, number 83, looking into future and to today. Here we are. Hello, Sir Lord Travis.
Well, hello, Sir Lord Joel Com. Welcome, everyone out there tuning in to the Nifty Show. And thank you once again to our cool producer who's putting on these little graphical things here, as you can see.
I have to show you something. I should have grabbed it before. I think it's next week that we've got Infinite Objects coming on the show.
Oh, did you get yours?
I got my Infinite Object, and it's kind of hard to tell with the green screen. Actually, let me shut it off for a second so that you can see it. There it is. So in the beginning, in the video for our show, this is one of the NFTs that I purchased from Nifty Gateway. It's called Traffic Jam, and I had it placed in this Infinite Objects screen, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah, check out mine right here.
Oh, there he is, Forever Mambo.
Yes, Forever Mamba. This is a Boss Logic piece right here. And what's cool about these infinite objects, this is not even plugged in right now. This is just all freeballing. And infinite objects, yeah, they're going to be on in a couple of weeks. And what's cool about it, but at first it actually kind of pissed me off. They're like, we're not going to print this for you because we don't know if you own it. And I was like, oh no, I own three of them.
Yeah, right. I am all in on that.
Yeah.
Well, we've got a great show for you guys today. And if you're watching on the YouTubes or somewhere else, then please share, like, comment, subscribe, hit the bell, and grab something to eat. Have a seat because it's going to be tasty NFT goodness. And we're going to jump in right now. The Top Dog Beach Club is a big success on the Ethereum blockchain. All of the doggos are out there. And we've got Paul, whose last name I don't know. Paul, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I've actually got one of those infinite objects. They're really, really cool.
Did you put a dog in it?
No, not yet. I had a previous project before the dogs, and they were like animated planets. And they look really cool. They work really well in the infinite objects. They're really cool.
That's true. Maybe. I want to show you one other one here. This is my favorite. Yeah, I bought the Kobe one.
That's the one I've got. The same.
Oh, nice! You've got the Arsuth and Sayer Blockchain Heroes card. Fantastic.
I like to always watch it like right after I smack you twice. Hold on, I got to smack you twice. You punch me, I smack you twice. There we go. Now give me the mic. There we go. We're done. That's the end of it. I decided that's the end of it. The cycle.
Paul, why don't you give us a little bit of your background before Top Dogs? What were you doing?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Joe. It's great to be here. I mean, my background is dev, so I'm a developer. Been doing development pretty much my whole life, working in e-commerce, online ticketing, and a bit of sort of online gaming and gambling, like bingo, casino slots, that kind of thing. And then I sort of traversed last year into crypto space, I suppose. I was sort of gripped by the NFT world, and it's had its grip on me ever since, and it's been awesome. Like, if you think about the NFT world, it's like this fusion of tech and art, and it's just all about creativity, and it's just amazing. Like, it's just, I'm absolutely loving the space, and it's, I just can't believe I've not got in any sooner.
Right.
It's great.
Well, it's one of those things where it's like, you're still in incredibly early, right? I mean, overall, when you think about it, it's like this, I mean, it started in 2017, right? And we know the early sort of projects out there, the CryptoPunks, and what was that other one that predated CryptoPunks? The
Curios.
Yeah, the Curios. Yeah. So when was the first? What was the first NFT collection that you got into that was launching? When you were like, oh damn, and you got in on it?
Yeah, I mean, well, I'm kicking myself because I've been involved in crypto since 2016. And I know the CryptoPunks were coming out, and I looked at them, and I didn't get it. I saw them, I was like, "What the hell is this?" Like,
why weren't they like free? Some of them were free at the time.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm just absolutely kicking myself that I didn't mint them, and and then the CryptoKitties as well. They've not really taken off as much, but they defined the standard of NFT as what we know it now, the ERC-721. And again, I at the time when they released, personally, I didn't get it. But I think as the space has grown and the community has grown and the tech's grown, I think it's definitely here to stay. And I get it now. Like, I
mean, now you get it? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you definitely must, because you launched this project called the Top Dog Beach Club, a unique NFT experience pushing the boundaries of community and club membership. And you guys can see right here these top dogs. What's the story of these guys?
Yeah, I mean, we tried to keep it simple and relatable. Like, if you look at other NFT collectible projects in the avatar space, they've sort of got this really in-depth and sort of worked out story about, I don't know, being in the future, and then some cats or some apes have took over the planet. But we wanted to be a bit more simple, a bit more relatable. And it's basically like, these dogs have had enough of the COVID restrictions, and they just want to go and chill on a beach and just do nothing and just relax and just chill out on a beach.
That's exactly what we decided to do. We got sick of it too. We moved to Puerto Rico, and now we live, on or near the beach.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. I've not had a chance to do that yet, but that's the idea. Like, I just want to go and chill on the beach.
That sounded really familiar to me. He was telling that story. I was like, wait a second. That's kind of what's going on here in Puerto Rico, which is great. You know what? It's like we are fans of innovation. We are fans of technology, and having these NFTs over time evolve and turn into these really cool collections, it's fun to watch this. So now we got these top dogs. They want to be out on the beach. What is the evolution of Top Dogs going to be? Is there like a cool roadmap or things that you want to build along the way?
Yeah, so I mean, we launched four weeks ago now, and we've pretty much completed our first initial roadmap. So yeah, it's on the screen there. If you scroll right to the bottom, our last sort of entry on there is the real world beach parties. So we're going to throw two parties, one in North America, probably Miami, one in Europe, probably Barcelona, with a whole sort of, if you own a top dog, you can come to these parties, hang out, chill, like, just basically networking and just having some fun on an actual beach. So they're going to be really, really cool.
That's real world stuff. We were talking earlier offline about how what's got to happen in the NFT community with these generative pieces, especially, is community, and has got to be adding real world value beyond the pretty pixels. I mean, the art's fun, the art's cute, it's great, but there's going to be so many of these projects, and it's not enough anymore to just go, hey, we drew some pretty pictures.
Exactly. And that's what we was thinking when we started this project 2.5-3 months ago. You know, we want to add utility, we want to give those real world benefits to the club, to the membership. And like some of the roadmap stuff we've done, like no other project has done even to date now, such as like offsetting our carbon emissions that we cause on chain. We've now offset 247 tons or so, and no other NFT avatar collectible project has done that. We're giving away like the raw Photoshop files with every top dog. So you own, like a lot of projects saying you own the commercial rights, but we're going that one step extra and giving away the actual Photoshop layered file. Mm-hmm. And a lot of fun has been had around there. A lot of creativity has been brought out of that as well.
It also looks like you've allowed people to name their dogs. I'm seeing here some custom names. Is that right?
Yeah. So we saw that with the hash masks. So we're definitely not the first to do that. So you can, yeah, you can rename your dogs, give them a name. But what we are the first to do is you can actually give the dog a little backstory. So if you click onto the website, Joel, who I was controlling.
Can we actually see the story here?
Yeah, like? You can. So if a dog has a story, it will display on OpenSea as part of the description.
Okay. Maybe is there one that does one of these here that you're aware of have a story? I would think Golden. Cupcake would, being number one, right?
I'd hope so.
Let's take a look here. No story with Cupcake.
But it's really people cool add them, or did you guys add them whenever the thing came out, or is the description going to be added by the people?
Yeah, the people add the stories of their dogs.
Perfect.
So they can set whatever story they want, and they're really, really creative. Some of them got crazy good stories. Yeah, if you scroll down there, there's one. Yeah,
there's Dr. Smith, now stranded on Earth after spaceship engine trouble. Smith must blend into the world he has only meddled in from a distance. The good doctor.
Now, quickly while you're on the page.
Yeah.
So you've got the traits, which every other project has. But we have these temperaments as well. So the aggressiveness, the strength, intelligence. And the idea is that we're going to turn Top Dog Universe into sort of a PvP battle game, sort of a Pokemon style. And that's where the different temperaments will come into play.
So your dog's going to be fighting against somebody else's dog, and it's going to be a battle royale, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. It's going to be awesome. I'm really, really excited for that.
Dude, these are cool. I like these, Joel.
Yeah, these are really nice too. So how much did they sell for?
So we minted at 0.08 ETH.
Okay. And how many are there?
8,000.
Nice.
We started when we first started the project, and we had the Discord going and the community going. The original plan was 0.08 ETH of 10,000. But the community came to us and they said, you know, the 10,000 is sort of too much. We want to lower that. We're willing to pay a higher price, like 0.09. And in the end, we said, we'll keep the price the same. We'll lower the supply. And that went down really well with the community.
This is great. He's got blue lasers. He's got, looks like a Pickle Rick there, and the guy named him Morty. Of course he did. So fun. So I'm going to go back to the roadmap here. What are your favorite things, you know, that we should stop and look at here on what you guys have done already?
Yeah, I mean, we've got the usual stuff on there. So the charitable donations. We've donated to two dog shelters and a woman's shelter. A woman's charity. Because our artist is a female artist, which is quite unusual in the NFT collectible space. I don't think it's fair to say it's unusual in the NFT space. There's actually quite a lot of female artists, but in the avatar space for sure. The beach parties we've already spoken about. The dog renaming was on the roadmap as well. We've also launched our own ERC-20 token, so snacks token. And people are going to be able to sort of... we basically have our own marketplace, and people are able to swap out like the hats and accessories of the dogs, which can be really, really cool.
Dude, these are cracking me up, dude. So there's like, if I'm looking on OpenSea right now, like the floor is 0.09, but there's like a couple ones for like 0.10, 0.11 that actually already have names. And so I'm like, all right, I need to snag this one here because this one cracked me up. So this dog here, it is already named Chester the Pug.
What number is it there, Trev?
What number is Chester the Pug? Let me look and see here. It doesn't say because Chester the Pug has been renamed.
If you look in the OpenSea link, there should be four digits at the end, and that's the number.
Oh, 2316.
See what Travis got his hands on right there. Is that him? Chester the Pug. He's got a Poor's Light.
Yeah, he was drinking and partying up one night, and then apparently got so drunk and fell into some green sludge. He's got to watch out for that.
He's kind of radiated. Maybe he's toxic.
But maybe Paul, what this we dropped, is cool. Yeah, what we dropped before coming on your show, guys, I don't know if you saw our Twitter, is a little teaser on the Twitter account. I don't want to give too much away, but we put a little video out there which has some silhouettes of cats.
Uh-oh.
And then a parachute.
Every dog meets a cat. Let's go ahead and just, I'm going to pull that up right here. Let's see. Is this it right here?
That's it right there. And a little portal looking onto the beach. We don't want to give too much away, but we've got a really, really, we've been working on this for weeks and weeks, well, months almost. And we've just got a really interesting storyline of where the universe is going to go within Top Dog. And yeah, it's going to be really, really, really.
They're not going to meet the stoner cats, are they?
No, they're not meeting the stoner cats.
Okay.
The silhouettes look like it, right?
Those silhouettes kind of look like the Kiss album. It's like all of them. They're all like looking down at you. Something maniacal is about to happen with these evil cats. And I love this. I think that looping in the community and allowing people to change the name on these and add a backstory, I think that really adds a lot of creativity. It taps into the minds and the soul of the community. It gets their creative juices going because they go, oh, this right here is hilarious. You see it and you're like, it has a story. And we were talking about that with the bro punks. Like, you see a bro punk that Joel created and you go, damn, this little bro punk right here, he's got a story, right? And I want to know what that story is. Rename it. And so now you can actually rename on Wax. You can rename the bro. And I love that. That taps in the community. So great job in activating your community and getting them rolling on this.
Look at this dude. Look at the hair.
Oh, he's a cool dude.
Let me ask you this. What were some of the things you did to start growing that community early on before you even had a product?
It's really, really difficult because, right, I mean, now, we launched a month ago, but now there's so many projects. Like, there's 10 projects coming out every single day. It's really, really hard to get that initial traction. And we're quite proud to say that we've never, ever paid any influencers. We've never paid anyone to shield the project. Where we are now is 100% organic growth. And we've done that for a reason. And we're very proud of that. And that's because we don't want to pump and dump. You know, we don't want to get the floor price massively up. And then a week or two later, it just falls down because we've stopped paying influencers. Like, this is 100% organic, natural growth through our community because they love the art. They love the project and, you know, the trust in the team and the fact that I'm now on camera with you guys and me and Abby have done interviews in the past. It adds that extra accountability and credibility because it's quite rare in this space to see such openness and transparency, especially from an NFT collectible project.
This is my top dog on the beach right here. This is Rufus. And he's moaning right now. He's like, I don't like being live. Don't put me on camera. I'm camera shy.
What's up, Rufus, dog? How you doing,
this
buddy?
This is Lord Rufus the Mighty. He is a Scottish landowner. So anyway, hey, Paul, thanks a lot for coming on and sharing the Top Dog Beach Club. You guys can go check it out, topdogbeachclub.com. Join their Discord. Follow them on Twitter. And we're going to be watching you guys.
Thanks for having us, guys. Thanks, Travis.
Who let the dogs out? Paul.
Very
Paul,
nice.
Paul.
That's awesome.
That's fun stuff project. Right there.
I love the roadmap they got. I love that they're teasing a little bit. They got the cats around the corner. Mm-hmm. The characters are cool. They've engaged the community. It's fun. I like that. You look at some of them, you kind of go, eh. We saw this one. We go, yeah, this is one that's going to be something. We can tell it's going to be special.
Maybe cats and then mice and the whole menagerie. All right. Our next guest is waiting here in the wings. He is a friend of the show, a repeat guest, and he is with the project Star Atlas, where your interstellar adventure awaits. Mr. Michael Wagner, welcome back, good sir.
Hey, Joel, Travis. Good to see you guys again.
Yeah, man. Exciting things happening in the world of Star Atlas. And we got you here at the last minute today to come talk about this. And I want you to break the news that you've got right here.
Oh, anything for you guys. You call, you beckon, I come. So happy to be here. Yeah, well, we've got a really big month ahead of us, actually. And well, now we're halfway through, the days are flying by, but yeah, a lot on the roadmap for August. So let me just start kind of where we were at the beginning of August. We released full buy sell functionality on our marketplace, which is completely integrated with Serum. And I don't know if it would help to give a quick background on the game, but just, you know, super quickly, space themed, massively multiplayer online game, building out to AAA quality standards, developing an Unreal Engine. It's all centered around space exploration, territory control, and political conquest. And every one of the assets in the game is a utility-driven, non-fungible token. Plus, we integrate DeFi functionality as well, so that our players can leverage their residual or undeployed assets to create residual income for themselves. So, so we activated full buy-sell functionality, and that's through an integration with Serum, a decentralized exchange, building on Solana. That came out a little over a week ago. Very soon here, we'll be launching our tokenomics and game economics documents. Very highly anticipated. This will describe how holders of these tokens will actually be able to generate income off of the assets that they own and generate revenue off of gameplay. We did just recently announce our IEO and IDO satellite launch pad. So we're launching on FTX with the initial exchange offering. And then we're also working with Radium, which is a Solana ecosystem decentralized exchange, and Apollo X. Now, Apollo X was novel because they're actually creating for us a virtual environment, virtual world, accompanied by Apollo herself, who will introduce the project. And then that's followed up with two DJ performances. And we're using this as kind of a virtual launch party for the token launch itself. You guys are actually looking through our older website, and I'm really excited. Actually, you're not right now. Or are you? You are. Yeah. So
tell me where to go.
Yeah, no, this is the site for now. It's going to be staratlas.com, but coming very soon, we've got the next version of our website. It's the 3.0 version. We partnered with a world-class web development company to create this experience for us, and it's really going to bring the user right into the metaverse, alongside our theme, which is making people feel fully enveloped in the gaming experience and in this virtual world experience. We have a cinematic teaser trailer coming out. We have the launch of our mini game at the sometime at the end of the month or early September. And on top of that, we will be conducting our galactic asset offering, as we call it, which is, you know, players' ability to go out and purchase ships, purchase land, purchase equipment, and start to deploy that in the game. So really busy month for us. Been executing quite well, and super exciting time.
This is Michael. I gotta say, man, we've known you for a long time. I think we first connected with you with the Tokes platform, which you built an innovative, a point of sale business for the dispensaries, which I'm like, I'm all about that. It's always 420 somewhere in the world. And so, but I can tell when I'm looking at some of this space inspired stuff, man, I could be like, wow. Like, if you like to partake of the herb, or if not, and you love space, like, these NFTs are so cool. Like, you're able to put your phone over the thing, and then they activate, and then they start moving and doing this next level stuff. I got to tell you, your artwork and those NFTs that you drop, those promo NFTs, I don't know that there's a cooler set of NFTs that I've seen yet. The way you got them all moving and the interactivity, what's up with that, and what's the story behind those?
Yeah, thanks, man. That was a fun launch. So we kicked off the Rebirth campaign back on April 24th. Rebirth was a 14-series poster campaign, meta posters, as we call them, but they're multimedia-driven digital collectibles. And each one of the posters was art that was created by our in-house team. We enhanced that with augmented reality experiences in partnership with Shape Immersive. And then we also had a great opportunity to collaborate with some mainstream musicians like Bassjackers. Marlon and crew have been great supporters. Blondish, Swaco the Child, Ricky Desktop, and actually Poster 13, we worked with Deadmau5 to produce an audio soundscape to sit behind the poster. And really the idea of this was, as we're developing out the game, which can take quite a while. Now, we're building on two tracks where we're building this mini game experience, which is in-browser web-based gaming. And concurrently, we're actually building an Unreal Engine to develop this fully immersive 3D world that people will reside in. But we wanted to give people an opportunity to consume the lore and background of the game. And so each one of the posters starts to describe some of that lore and it is accompanied by the experience that is the poster itself. And then, you know, beyond that, we developed out this reward tier system. So as players accumulate posters from 1 through 14, they're actually rewarded with in-game assets. And so the idea was more that we wanted to capture a historic moment, kind of a moment in time where if we're successful with our long-term vision on the metaverse, which is to create this sustainable, perpetual, evolving economy, you know, with the foundation of a game being at the core of it, and people will want to relive this at some point in the future, right? So it could be 20 years from now, it could be 50 years from now, but through the model that we're creating for the metaverse and player created content and just innovators being able to contribute to the future vision of the product, even when we're not participating anymore, this is something that, you know, will be memorable. And so that, you know, that was really the big picture of the campaign. We had, you know, it was quite successful. We generated over $6 million in sales. You know, we have tens of thousands of poster holders from this, and it just really demonstrates to us the how enthusiastic the community is to get in and start to get involved with Star Atlas.
Well, as you could see here, I've been playing. I've bought a few of the posters myself because they're badass. And in order to really appreciate these, you need to see the experience, which I can't show you here because you need to see it on your phone. So, but you don't need to own the NFT to have the experience. You can go look at the marketplace and then click to view the experience and then scan. And you'll see it in AR come to life, and it's really cool. So you won't really see anything right here, but if you've got your phone on it, you will.
And I do want to make this note because I believe Ryan mentioned it in the note here on YouTube. It's Star Atlas, ATLAS. It's misspelled on the screen. We apologize for that.
Oops.
It's a A instead of a U.
Watch that get fixed super quick, though. It's going
to
be like,
we want to make sure that we go to the right place. But these are awesome, and so. So how does someone, you know, utilize this? Like, I got my phone. Do I got to download a special app? Is it on my camera? Like, how do I do the AR experience?
Yeah, so you would go to that view experience link. It pulls up the two QR codes, so you can activate it through either Instagram or your Facebook account. You know, once you pull it up on Instagram, it goes to full screen, and you just hover your device over the image, and it activates the AR, and the music will start playing in the background. So we did want these to be accessible to everyone. To your point, you don't have to own the poster, although owning the poster does come with a lot of benefits. And in fact, you know, I should plug here, we are taking a snapshot on the posters on the 25th that will actually lead to some benefits for people who want to participate in either the IEO or one of the satellite IDOs.
So if you have one of these NFTs, any one of them or multiples of them or what?
Yeah, so go to return to inventory, and really, if you can, it's kind of cut out of the screen there, so I can't see it fully. But if you go to the home screen, we can get into the rewards section. Go to rebirth.
Okay.
And so these are the tiers, and so there's also somewhere on here you can see what the tier structure looks like, what posters you have to own in order to get into any higher level tier. You do have to own all of the prior posters, but let's just use tier zero, for example. That was the discovery of Iris. We sold that poster for $64 MSRP, but along with it, you see all of these rewards, and we've estimated the value of those rewards to be $58. Some of the access rewards that you see at the bottom, so the faction passport and the Atlassian badge, those are items, well, the badge itself is what we're going to use in the IEO call it like advantage process, right? So based on owning that badge on the 25th, we'll get you some privileged access into the token sale. Now that could be through, if it's a lottery based system, you get additional lottery tickets for free just for owning the posters. And if it's a allocation type mechanic, then you just have access to higher allocation. We're actually running a separate pool, and I don't want to say too much because the comms team would kill me, and we've got everything really well orchestrated, but we're going to be running a separate pool on Apollo X where it's dedicated exclusively to people who are poster owners. So The only way you can get into that pool is by owning some of these.
So am I guess I don't have the level 01. Have I got 1, 2, and 3 here? Is that right?
You have 2 and 3, and then you have Armstrong Forever, which is under our Legends campaign. That was a really cool collaboration, by the way. That was with NASA, with the U.S. Space Force, and with the Neil Armstrong Estate. And so what we were able to do is kind of brand this satellite that was physically launched in the real world via SpaceX. And the satellite was a GPS satellite, but they launched it, and it's called the Armstrong satellite. And so we created the Armstrong Forever poster directly with those entities. So, you know, really cool. I mean, we got to work with SpaceX and Space Force and Neil Armstrong. So this just came up as an opportunity. We have a lot of people reaching out to us looking to collaborate. And, you know, we look for those opportunities all the time. But in your case, Joel, you should buy the Discovery of IRIS. ASF, okay. The Armstrong Forever, is separate from the Rebirth campaign. And so you'll get tier 0 and tier 1 if you purchase the Discovery of IRIS.
Got it. Now, I just figured out something here. I'm going to try to do this. And so I'm going to unshare this screen, and it's going to probably disappear me for just a second.
Oh, no, you've been disappeared.
Oh, no, I got undisappeared. I want to try to share my iPhone because I've got a thing here that is supposed to allow me to do that. And if I can, we can actually see this experience. So let me try to find.
I would ask you this, Michael, how much was some of it? Because I remember, didn't the prices of each NFT just sort of cruise up just a little bit over time?
They doubled in every week. So we started at $64. The final poster was actually $262,000.
Wow.
To purchase the entire set. So 1 through 13 were available for sale. 14 is a bonus item that is delivered if you own all 13 posters. And so we actually had four either groups or individuals that purchased the complete poster set. But, you know, what we tried to create with the economic model underlying Rebirth was something that we call probabilistic rarity. So they were open edition. But we introduced two unique mechanics. One was this price doubling, so exponential increase in pricing. But we also reduced the sale window exponentially over time. So the first couple of posters were available for 7 days, but the last poster was only available for 3 hours. So the combination of price increasing plus availability decreasing led to this rarity in the later posters items. So this is actually Bassjacker's track. And what you would see in that image if it was working is you can kind of scan side to side with your phone, and you'll see the ship fly by and start shooting, you know, space rockets out into space. So it's pretty cool.
That is badass. So tell us about the IEO. You got a token that's coming out, and it's going to be part of the ecosystem. And I know people want to know about it. How are they able to participate? It seems to me it might be on Solano. I know that a lot of your app is built on that. So, like, what's the details? What do we know? We want to get involved.
Yeah, so this, I mean, we actually have two tokens. So we have Atlas, which is the in-game transactional currency. It's also the financial reward mechanism for, you know, within the play-to-earn model. So when you're mining, or when you're completing missions or attacking other players, all of these result in receiving or ultimately being able to receive Atlas currency. So that's the core transactional currency in the game. And then we also are operating the Polis DAO. This has very long-term implications in the player's ability to influence game development. In the short term, it's primarily used for in-game political strategy. And so we actually have this multi-level DAO structure within the game, starting at the local level, moving up to the faction level, and then ultimately moving to the external DAO level. So both tokens are coming for sale. As I said, we have a $1 million allocation on FTX, and then each of the two satellite pools, Radium and Apollo X, will each have a $500,000 allocation. The specific dates that we're going to be launching this will be released by the end of this week. Either today or tomorrow. So I'm not going to alpha drop here the actual date, but you'll have that information within a day or so. It is before the end of the month. And then that rolls us right up into, you know, the Galactic Asset Offering, where people will be able to purchase game assets from us and register for the mini game gameplay. And you'll see things on the mini game like faction selection, leaderboards for guilds, for factions, for individual players, which is largely based on how powerful that individual or group is, which is really denominated in monetary value, right? So like you'll get to see what the distribution of the economy looks like just through this initiation of the mini game. And then we also have a pretty cool naming service coming out where, again, I don't want to reveal too much, but I'll tell you it functions very similar to like Ethereum naming service or Solana naming service, which is essentially the on-chain DNS protocol that will allow players to purchase and own their names as well.
This is awesome stuff, Joel. What do you
when
think
we look at the gaming world right now, too, I mean, you've got to have your eyes on what Axie is doing, right? Okay. I mean, Axie is it hit $70 today per AXS. You know, just a couple weeks ago, Splinterlands did their token generation event and went from 1.8 cents to over a dollar. It's sitting at about 32 cents right now. So it's, you know, what, 15x over what it sold for. And you guys are getting ready to do your thing. Full disclosure, both Travis and I have invested in Star Atlas. And we're pretty excited about where you're leading the gaming world.
It's completely cool. Like, I want to say this is that, like, for example, if you go into the marketplace and you want to buy one, I love how the buying experience of this is set up. It's like, it's almost just like a stock market where you're like, all right, here's the Armstrong Forever. You got somebody who wants to sell it for $14.90, and you got somebody who'll sell it for $14.50, and then you got these people down here who would buy one for $13.30. You got a dude who would buy one for $11.50. You know, it's like, wow, this is like a real buy and sell ask sort of marketplace for NFTs. Like, this is cool, and the NFTs are cool. That's why, Michael, and your team, I was like, dude, you guys are doing great. Yeah, if you guys are launching a token, launch some stuff, I will invest in it because it looks like you guys are already delivering cool stuff. I saw them with the NFTs, so I'm excited about what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, I will say we do very much have a long-term vision. You know, the typical development cycle for a AAA game like the one we're building is, you know, anywhere in the neighborhood of 5 to 7 years. So we're certainly not in this for the short term. Anybody who was a private purchaser of tokens has a long-term vesting schedule. And so, you know, we are very much focused on fair distribution and inclusive access to everyone, regardless of what dollar amount you're ready to spend on either game assets or tokens. And you can see that in the model that we created for Rebirth, where, you know, everybody could get the first posters, right? $64. Everybody could at least get access to the first poster, which gave them an equivalent value essentially in in-game assets. So it's really all upside for them. They get the collectible, they get the in-game assets, plus they get the experience. Now, we will also have extremely expensive assets in the game. We are going to cater to whales as well. You know, there will be $1 million properties within the universe of Star Atlas, but it's important for us that everybody gets a chance to play and everybody gets a chance to kind of reinvest their earnings over time and continue to improve their potential, their monetary potential through gameplay.
I'm going to own a planet. It's going to be a gajillion credits to get a planet. Mike Wagner, staratlas.com. Dude, thanks for coming back on, sharing with us, for allowing us to be part of the journey. And we're excited to see where this goes. You guys go ahead, sign up right here. Put your email address on the main page to get all the news on the token generation event and all things from the galaxy universe of Star Atlas.
Power to the people, guys. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, buddy. Take care.
We'll see you.
Wow, Trav, that is cool stuff happening right there. And I can't wait to see how they take over the galaxy.
Well, I mean, seriously, you just heard it. Like, if they're out there selling $250,000 pieces in these posters, and they did,
yeah,
I don't know exactly they sold, and now they're gonna have $1 million pieces, and this is a plus quality game experience. Like, all I know is what I could see. Right, I'm not a big gamer, but I was looking at those posters and I was like, "Oh!" And I'm not even. This is not me shilling. This is just me going like, "Wow, this is really." I remember talking to Joel, going like, "Holy shit, this is where we're heading with NFTs. This is badass." Right. Like, right. And it's on Solana. Like, Solana's just been looking for, like, you know, some of these collectible type of things to be unleashed on its platform. You know what I mean? So it's like, to me, this just seems like a perfect storm. There's been a lot of people who have a lot of Solana who've invested in over time. And now, like, here's a really cool, fun gaming experience to utilize your Solana in. They're going to have the token to be able to do tokens. I don't know. Do your own research, folks. I think we're going to see that one in the top 10 of NFT projects before it's all said and done.
I have to agree with you. And our last guest for today has appeared magically from somewhere around the other side of the world, I think, perhaps. Mr. Tahoon Kim, the CEO and co-founder of Enway. These guys are the developer and publisher behind some big mobile games, Power Rangers, WWE, Undefeated. And Tahoon's company was officially licensed by the International Olympic Committee to produce digital Olympic pins for Tokyo 2020. Mr. Kim, good sir, welcome to the Nifty Show.
Thank you. Super excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Where are you now? Are you in States or are you in the other side of the world?
I'm back in San Francisco.
Okay, so you're good. We're not waking you up early in the morning on the show.
It looks like a bright day over there. So I was like, man, he's got like a really bright screen, if not, or it's daytime for him.
Yeah, it's 2:44 p.m. over here.
Oh, nice. You could have a mid-afternoon snack. So Enway Play is the company. Enwayplay.com is what we're looking at right here. And this is your chance to own a piece of Olympic history. And before we're done here, some of you watching, if you're fast, are going to have a chance to own a piece of Olympic history. What? Tell us what you've done here.
Yeah, maybe before we go into Enway Play, I can tell you a little about Enway. So if you go to Enway.com.
Okay.
So Enway is the name of a company, and we're primarily a developer and publisher of competitive multiplayer games. So that's what we're good at. And by competitive multiplayer games, what we mean is games where you're always playing with another player. Mm-hmm. So head-to-head games, like a fighting game, or even games like Battle Royale games where you're playing with 25 other players in real time. But games where you're playing competitively with other people, and there's a winner at the end of the game.
How long have you guys been around?
For about 10 years.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice. Those are
10
some
years
high quality games there.
Yeah, so we develop console quality games and mobile. We started the company by bringing in console quality games to emerging platforms back in 2011. By emerging platforms, you know, at that time were mobile, browser, smart TV. So we're really good at crossplay, you know, games where you can play with any devices, because that's how we got started. So one of our games, Power Rangers Battle for the Grid, is the only fighting game where you can play it on all gaming devices. Nintendo Switch, you know, PlayStation 4, Google Stadia,
nice. PC,
and you can play against other people in the same matchmaking pool. So you could be on the Switch, or it could be on Google Stadia, and we can play together, you know. So that's what we're good at. And then bring us back to Enway Play. So what Enway Play is so we met with the IOC. They were looking for a new gaming partner. So we pitched them an idea of doing a competitive Olympic Games. So we have a two-game deal, one with the Summer Olympic Games theme. That's for the Paris 2024. And one with the Winter Olympic theme, which is the Beijing 2022. With those games, we also pitched the idea of having prizes as NFTs. So you can play those games, and the winner will get an Olympic pin NFT as a prize. And then what Enway Play is, it's basically a marketplace for collectors to come and purchase these NFT pins, or for gamers who win these NFTs by playing our games can come to the marketplace and also trade. So basically, it's a marketplace for NFTs that are officially licensed IPs that are connected to our games, so that users can purchase them from our website via boxes or packs, or they can purchase them from other users on our marketplace feature, or they can, you know, play our games and win them for free.
Now, it appears that the sale is over. Is that correct? The initial sale. By the way, I purchased a few of the premier rare editions, which I can't open yet. I'm like clicking open. It's like, nope, not yet. Can't do it.
That's coming next Tuesday. So you should be able to open next Tuesday. To answer your question, so our goal is to have one edition every month. So, our first one was our premier edition, which we debuted at the end of June. And the second one was our Tokyo 2020 edition. So that came to an end because we sold out everything. And then we have a next one coming in September. So you'll have to wait a little bit to purchase the next
edition. Oh, and here's the list of all the pins. You can go into a box. So let me go back here to the one I purchased, the premier edition, the rare, and it doesn't show what pins are in this. It just says one rare and five commons. Is there a list somewhere that I can see of what pins could be in there?
If you go to our blog, if you go to the news section, there should be more details.
Here we go.
For each of the editions.
That's great. And is there a secondary market where people who maybe didn't get a chance to buy them, like is there a peer-to-peer sale somewhere?
Exactly. So that's coming up in September. We're going to have our own marketplace feature where people are able to purchase these individual pins from other players, other users as well.
Now, is this on Ethereum now? Can people do that on OpenSea, or are they just there? What is it built on?
We're actually using Flow. So similar to NBA Top Shot, we're using on the Flow protocol.
Oh, very nice. But they're locked on the platform for now. But eventually, people could be able to move them in their own wallets if they like on their Flow wallet. I know you can use Block2 or something, Block2. There's a couple other Flow blockchains wallets out there.
Well, we're very similar to NBA Top Shot in that we're going to have our own custodial wallet. So it's not going to be Block2; it's going to be our own. Like you said, it will be within the NY Play ecosystem at the beginning, but later on we may build bridges and ways to get to the other marketplaces.
Oh yeah, that's important. I got to say that's very important because one of the biggest problems I think with NBA Top Shot is the fact that they sit on NBA Top Shot. I can't move them anywhere. Uh-huh. That's not a benefit. That is a thumbs down to it. Now, it's been helpful starting off because I think it was the very first NFT platform that really took the world by storm with sports. But people want that freedom to be able to take them where they are and sell them or other places. So I'm glad that you have that on the roadmap.
Definitely. I mean, that's the whole point of NFT, the fact that you truly own them and you're able to take them to other places and other wallets. One thing to note, though, is that one of the key reasons we're on Flow is because, we work with IOC and also other big brands. And for them, green NFTs is very important. They don't want their brands associated with climate change. Sure. And the fact that Flow is doesn't contribute to climate change as much as other protocols really helped out. And so if we're going to be kind of connecting to other marketplaces, we'll be only doing it on the ones that are green.
They're really beautiful pins, and that you're not in danger of sticking yourself with them. So I should have one of these because this is the year I was born, the same year the Beatles invaded America because I'm old and stuff. But you have a surprise for our viewers today, don't you?
Yes, we'll be giving away the Tokyo. So although the Tokyo 2020 column box is sold out, we have some reserve that we're going to be giving them away. So if you sign up on nmyplay.com, and the first 50 people to successfully complete the form that we'll be posting online should be eligible to get one Tokyo 2020 column box from us.
Sweet. So you have to go sign up on the website, right, with an account so that they can connect that to the email that you're going to register with. Is it going to be the first 50 to complete this and sign up that are going to get it, or is it going to be a random drawing?
It's going to be the first 50 people to complete the form.
So, ladies and gentlemen, start your engines. The sold-out Common Tokyo 2020 box. They were $9. You can't get one now. I'm sure you definitely couldn't get one for $9 if there was the secondary market right now. There are 50 of them. The first 50 of you. Can I go ahead and give the website now? Are we good to go?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. So we've got a short link for you to go do this. You want to go to nifty.show nifty.show/nwayplay. nifty.show/nwayplay. Let's go ahead and modify that right there on the screen, producer Chris. Everybody goes through the right link, nifty.show/nwayplay. No, Travis, don't sign up. Don't.
I'm gonna sign up. So this is the mad dash that folks are having, because some of you maybe have not filled out the form on Nway Play and registered. So you need to register. You're going to get an email that gets sent to you. You're going to have a code. You got to type it in. So this is going to be a little mad rush right here. So maybe we should just play some Olympic music or like Chariots of Fire. I'll just sing Chariots of Fire.
I'd like to thank the Olympic Committee for these five colored rings. So when's the next one going to go on sale then there?
I think the next edition is going to happen around mid-September. For the Tokyo ones were special because we wanted to drop them during the Olympics. So they're kind of limited in quantity, and they will not be making them anymore. So if the viewers can get their hands on it, it'll be pretty sweet.
Look at this. Look at the Chamonix 1924 poster from the first Olympic Winter Games. These are beautiful.
Unbelievable. Now, are these the actual art? This is the original art that's been seriously like After Effects to the max, it looks like, right? So these are the actual artwork, the actual poster from that converted into badassery.
That's the actual poster from 1924. So that was the first Winter Olympics ever. So we have access to what's called the Olympics Heritage Collection, which includes all the posters, mascots, emblems, pictograms, starting from the very first 1896 Athens Olympics, you know, all the way to today. So there's a ton of artwork, ton of, you can just kind of see the evolution of human culture if you scroll through these artworks. So
interesting about this one, Travis, is like in 1920, it looked like this to that one guy who got really drunk at the Olympics and was seeing that, and it was like,
oh. It's like, in the future, this is going to be amazing. What I want to say that I think is hilarious about this is that your Olympic pins, I think, actually had higher ratings than the actual Olympics this year. So I want to congratulate you on that. That was amazing.
This was the V Olympiad 5, 1912.
Yeah. I love it. I think these right here, I didn't realize this at first. I thought these, when they said, oh, the Olympic pins are coming out, I was like, oh, great, just Tokyo Olympic pins. I didn't realize that it was going to be all these amazing ones. I've actually seen all of these posters. I was somewhere at some country. I don't even remember where it is, but there was a hall, and it had all of these posters from every Olympics up there and different. Oh, and it was the different torches that they carried. It had, here's the poster, and then it had like the torch beside it. I don't remember. It was in Athens. Yeah, it was actually in Athens, near the Athens Coliseum. There's a museum inside the Athens Coliseum, the very first Olympics Coliseum in 1896 or whatever it was. And that's where I saw it. And those were amazing. And I've always admired this artwork. And to see you guys bringing it to the digital world with legendary effects and epic effects, like, I love it. Great job.
Yeah, the legendary pins are going to have VFX as well as animations. We're really bringing in our game, you know, top tier AAA game development experience into, you know, developing these pins. So they look, they're going to look really top premium.
Yeah, I want some of those.
Now I'm FOMOing, Travis. I'm like, oh, I would have.
I'm pissed off. Yeah, me too.
I would have grabbed one of these here, one of these legends, if I could have. I don't know. Yeah.
So the ones that you were looking at, those were the premier edition legendary. We have not dropped them yet. So that's going to be the next one.
It says sold out.
That's Tokyo 2020 Legendary.
Okay.
So the new one. Artwork there. That's Tokyo 20. So those you're looking at over there, that's the premier edition.
Okay.
But we haven't dropped them yet.
Okay. So these are coming in September.
Those are coming in September. So nobody.
Beautiful. We didn't miss out. I don't have to FOMO anymore. Yay.
No mo FOMO.
That's so good. We don't got to miss out. I'm going to put that shit on my calendar, man. These are top-notch collectibles. And how many of them are there going to be? How limited is each pin?
So it depends on the tier. So like the one that you're looking at right now is a legendary. So we're only going to be selling 500 boxes. And if you look at the individual pins, You know, it ranges from anywhere from 100 to few hundreds that will ever be minted.
How many's in a box?
So if you buy a legendary box, then you actually get one legendary. But then you also get one epic pins as well, and three rare pins.
Oh, nice. I like that. So you get the multiples in there. That's good. These are all high quality. So there's going to be 500 total legendary pins total, or there's going to be 500 of the Stockholm 1912 poster? There's going to be 500 of the...
500 of the boxes.
500 of the boxes. So so each one of these legendaries could be really rare.
Exactly.
Wow.
All right, I'm in. I'm on the email list now, and hopefully those of you who wanted to get a free Tokyo 2020 common box, you were quick and got to the form. It's probably filled out and done by now, but just in case, go to nifty.show/NWayPlay. You have to register on the site and fill out the form. And so the same, make sure you use the same email. And when will you guys be dropping those to the 50 who qualify?
That I'm not too sure, but it shouldn't be too far away.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome. Well, is there anything else you want to share with us here from this very cool collection that you've released?
Yeah, I'd like to share the fact that this is going to be a long-term project. We'll be dropping new pins every month all the way to December 2024.
Wow.
So there's going to be a lot of really unique pins that we're going to be developing. And we have two separate video games coming, one early next year with the Beijing 22 Winter Olympics theme, and then another one with the Paris in the summer of 2024 with the Paris 24 summer.
Nice. Travis and I are going to compete in the Beijing Olympics. We're going to compete in the Chinese food eating category. We're going to be going after some of that fried rice and some of that sweet and sour.
And some corn. So I have a question around this. So you've built, for the last 10 years, you've built these immersive games on these different platforms and a lot of competitive fighter games. Is there anything in the works that you can say? Because I don't know. I'm just asking. And maybe your developers, you're working on something. Are, like the ability to have NFTs and bring them into one of those competitive games and then have characters fighting, because that would seem to me to be very cool. You've already built these competitive games. You need to have some NFTs that come into the game, and then you can play and fight against somebody else. Is that something you guys are working on? Because it looks like you have the skills to do something.
Yeah, you're thinking in a similar direction. I can't say much right now, but that's kind of the direction we're heading towards. We are experts in real-time multiplayer games, and we'll be developing NFTs, and we have a lot of ideas on how to bring utility into the games. But think about kind of esports for the masses, prizes that include tokens and NFTs, and NFTs that kind of give you certain special abilities. There are a lot of things that we can do in this space.
I'm watching this WWE trailer that you have here, and I'm like, oh, this would be cool to have, NFTs of these players. You've already got this established user base, and if you tell them, hey, guess what, you can own the character, and then I noticed that you've got these like upgrade slots for stuff,
and they can do different moves. You can upgrade their moves, and like, oh, you just got the legendary body slam thing or something. Hey, maybe stick around after the interview's over. Let's chat about something for a couple minutes if you can.
Sure.
Perfect.
Alrighty. Well, I think that's going to take us to the top of the hour. Tahoon, thanks for coming on and sharing with us today. Stick around. We're going to wrap up the show, but we'll continue this conversation. And Sir Lord Travis, another packed Nifty show.
Yeah. You know what? The art is getting better. And just I think Joel's mentioned this. We've mentioned this in some of our conversations. If you've seen what's coming out right now, just wait, because there's a tsunami of great stuff coming behind it that we don't even know yet, right? Because there's all these people like, oh, NFT, and so stuff's starting to pop out. You're looking at Rarity Tools. You're looking at niftydrops.io. You're looking at the NFT calendar. You're looking at NFT Insider, Wax Guide. You're seeing all the content, the different projects coming through, and there's a tsunami coming behind it of stuff that we don't even know.
Well, then there's some stuff that we do know because we're creating, and last night at our Blockchain Heroes Hero Report, we announced the release of the next Blockchain Hero set, Retro Rebellion. It is a complete 80s synth wave oriented set that is being completely engineered by ZachCom, and we dropped one of two free promotional NFTs to every Wax wallet that had at least five Blockchain Heroes NFTs in that wallet. Let me see if I can find the other one here. Travis designed these and they were super badass. And so if you wonder, here it is. If you wonder where these came from, the set next edition of Blockchain Heroes is going to be coming out the beginning of November. And the other big news from last night is that we are intending to build a game, finally a Blockchain Heroes game. And so you'll want to make sure that you're in our Hero Discord, badco.in/Discord, and go to bcheroes.com, get on the mailing list so that you get all the latest news and that you don't miss out and any of the goodness.
Yeah, when it's all said and done, we learned last night that there's going to be a total of 190 total Blockchain Heroes and Blockchain Villains. So, and then the game is going to be doing some cool stuff. We haven't revealed too much about the game, but you guys are going to love it. It's something that's not been done before.
The other piece of news is next week, if you're one of the proud owners of a BroPunk, you will have an opportunity to purchase a Name My Bro token. There's only going to be 420 of them, and by owning a token, you will be able to redeem it and create a custom name for your BroPunk. There's 7,500 or so BroPunks in the world. Only 420 are going to get custom names. So make sure you're in the BroPunks Telegram to hear about that. t.me/BroPunksNFTs is the place to go.
There we go. So if you haven't tuned in to our episodes that we launch on Tuesdays, that is the Nifty News episode. And we did a new episode, a new section of the show called The Floor last week, where we talked about the different projects that have released, what the floor price is on some of them. And then we also cover a lot of the projects that are coming up. That's a video that is on our channel as well. If you like this, hit the thumbs up button, leave a comment, subscribe, do all the things. Our numbers are growing because people like the NFTs. And what else is there to say, Sir Lord Joel Kahn?
We'll catch you on the next episode. Thanks again. We appreciate you. Keep it nifty.